So if I were to tell you that I'm going to make you something, you might say, wow, this sounds great, my lucky day. Father's going to make me something. So sure, if I told you that I was going to make you brownies, then that would mean that I'm doing all the work and I'm going to give you something to eat. But what if I said I'm going to make you mad? That probably means I'm going to say something or do something to get you upset. Well, what if I said I'm going to make you stand up? Well, that means that I'm going to obligate something of you, going to require something of you. You see, I could make you brownies. I could make you mad. I could make you stand up. The same word, but very different meanings. That becomes interesting then when Jesus commands his disciples to go make disciples of all nations. Make disciples of all nations. Is that like making brownies? Making you mad or making you stand up? It seems to make a difference. And I think what we discover as we go deeper into that word, that command of Jesus, go make disciples of all nations, is that sometimes in order to make something, I have to make someone do something. Let me say that again. Sometimes, in order to make disciples, we have to make those very people do things. I would look at two key examples: ourselves and our children. After all, how many times do we have to make ourselves do something that we don't want to do because it's good for us? Or more accurately, we do it, or we want to do it, but our human limitations pull us back from doing it. For me, that is anything at 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't care if that's my holy hour, or going to work out, or going to my small faith group. My body says, go back to bed. And occasionally I do. But fortunately, more often than not, I remind myself that I can't make myself healthy, or make myself happy, or make myself a disciple without making myself do something that I don't always want to do. That's the story for many of you or many of us during Lent, right? I make myself do something. Maybe I want to do it, but I'm urged not to. I make myself do something. Because that's how I make myself a disciple. The same thing could be said for our children, especially our children in the faith. Parents will say, I don't know what to do. My kids say they don't want to go to Mass. My kids don't want to go to Mass. Well, my kids don't want to go to school some days. My kids don't want to go to the dentist. My kids don't want to clean their room either. Does that mean that they have an option in my house? Parents make mistakes, certainly, but by and large, they know what's best for their children. And they know that it's good to get an education, that it's good to have clean teeth, it's good to develop good habits. And it's good to worship God as He commanded us. Now, experts will have different takes on how to approach different attitudes in our children. But no one I have read has simply said, well, everyone gets to decide in our house how they live their faith. No one I've read has said that about our children. Many would say that for middle school students or younger, it's pretty clear. In our house, we will go to Mass together. Period. Now, there are things that I can do as a parent to make that better, make that easier. Some experts would suggest perhaps we make it special in a way by celebrating after, preparing before, eating a meal connected to it. Perhaps we would participate in Mass as a family, greeting people as they come in, serving, singing. It may even be helpful to connect my children with their friends for Mass. Come together, but they might sit with their friend, or we bring their friends to Mass. Whether we go is not the question. How do we make it a part of our life is our question. Parents, when they say yes to baptism, it has been said, as some of our parents are saying yes tonight, are saying, yes, I will evangelize my children. And so the greatest witness is to say, well, why is it that the Lord wants me to pray at Mass? Our children won't be taught the faith. They will have caught the faith from their parents. Go make disciples of all nations. It's not like opening a kit and making brownies. Put all the pieces together. It is wanting to instill a fire within someone, to want to be a disciple. But on occasion, that also means I have to make someone do something. It might be me. It might be a child I care for. But in making that effort, I am making the effort to make disciples.